The QPEE for Excellence in Storytelling. Tell us a story. O kind opposition. A little secret. There aren't a lot of farmers among the press gallery. Another secret. Reporters don't think a whole lot about farming day to day. Last secret. Sharing farmers' stories educates those reporters and gets ink. The BC Liberals did a masterful job this week of using question period to tell the stories of farmers struggling to deal with the NDP's changes to the Agricultural Land Commission. All sorts of angles, all sorts of troubles, and a minister who couldn't push her way out of it. It was a strong week for the opposition. The QPEE for Excellence in How Not to Win Friends and Influence People. Noted legislature loudmouth Nicholas Simons just couldn't help himself. He had to heckle the BC Liberals over their agriculture questions. Problem. There were real, live, frustrated farmers in the gallery watching, and they were not impressed. One farmer stormed out. This is how governments get a reputation as arrogant and high-handed. The QPEE for Excellence in Best Lines. Lori Thronis captured what a lot of farmers are feeling. The NDP is happy to care about farmland, but doesn't care about the people farming it. His shot launched NDP House Leader Mike Farnworth to his feet, lustily listing a litany of BC Liberal lapses from their 16 years in government. Pretty clear Lori struck a nerve with the usually cool, calm and collected Farnie. The QPEE for Excellence in Deflections. Going back to the 2001-2017 government record seems to be the only trick in the NDP's bag. Under tough questioning Thursday about, another, delay in the arrival of ride-sharing, Premier John Horgan jumped up and smacked back about the NDP's childcare program. Pro tip. Cabinet ministers look weak, and kinda stupid, when they can't even tailor their non-responses to the topic at hand. The QPEE for Excellence in Poker Face. Despite Nick Simon's rudeness, or maybe because of it, the rest of the NDP front bench tried to look as neutral as possible during the farm questions. Okay, maybe Horgan and James were a little more dour than neutral. The feeling when all your balanced budget, strong economy, talk is going down the tubes because Dave Eby can't win a court case and you're slowing the economy by suffocating employers under taxes and red tape. The QPEE for Excellence in Learning Your Lesson. Having been bludgeoned by David Eby last week, the BC Liberals wisely namaste'd away from him this week. Most of their questions were leveled at Lana Popham and Selena Robinson, neither of whom lived up to the Eby level. But I did enjoy this graphic from the hashtag BCPOLI memes account on Instagram. The QPEE for Excellence in a Speaker Lightening Up. After a couple of snarly days, Speaker Daryl Plekis tried a shocking new tact to ratchet down the heckling Wednesday. Members, he intoned, the interruptions are really getting out of hand here. So unless your interruption has a level of humor that is commonly displayed by the member from Abbotsford West or the member from Chilliwack, we don't want to hear it. Mike DeYoung, the aforementioned Abbey West comedian, didn't miss a beat, so I says to the guy. The QPEE for Excellence in Pretending to Understand Small Business. Not a great Wednesday for Municipal Affairs Minister Selena Robinson, as she tried to fend off the request of unlikely allies Todd Stone and Vancouver NDP Mayor Kennedy Stewart, who want cities to be allowed to split assessments on small businesses, thus protecting them from having to pay the full tax on future developable land. Understanding, and helping, small business is so foreign to the front bench of the NDP that Robinson spluttered her way to this gem. We care about business. We want to make sure that people can continue to feed their families so that their businesses can thrive. We're committed to working with people, rather than the people opposite, who ignored business. First, judging by doubling the taxes on business, belittling employers, adding red tape, and slowing the economy, the NDP do not care about business. Second, great that the minister wants small business owners to feed their families as the first step to their business thriving. Of course, she's taxing the hell out of them, and putting many out of business. Third, Wasn't the number one criticism the NDP leveled at the BC Liberals for 16 years that they only catered to business interests? Ignoring people for business friends and insiders? Now she says they ignored business. Whoopsie. Jordan Bateman has a long history of public policy work, championing small business and fiscal responsibility. Currently the Vice President, Communications and Marketing for the Independent Contractors and Business Association, ICBA. Jordan also served 6 years as the BC Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, and was a two-term Langley Township Councillor. Swim on. Last week's QPs actually arrived on Tuesday of this week, but they were still last week's QPs. Hashtag BCPOLI Hot Stove also took a long hard look at this week's question periods. In April, McLean K. wrote about a debate about heckling, and why it means more in this particular parliament.